My guest at this time is Larry Pratt. He is the executive director at Gun Owners of America. For more information, check out gunowners.org. He has been actively involved in the debate in the state of Connecticut. That, of course, is the scene where the horrific school shooting took place in December of 2012 at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. In the wake of that, several states, Connecticut included, passed much stronger gun control legislation. Well, those laws are now taking effect, and that makes tens of thousands of Connecticut residents in violation of the law because they own firearms and magazines that were legal when they were purchased but are now deemed illegal. They are now being asked to register those firearms, and not surprisingly, many of them are refusing to do so. And Larry, where do you see this standoff between the new law and gun owners heading from here?
And also you could add magazines that all of a sudden became illegal. It's already begun. The revolt is underway. Tens of thousands of people in Connecticut have intentionally missed the deadline. They are not registering. Some of them actually said they would not when they were at the hearing when the law was being considered in the legislature. And 250 police have signed a statement, a letter, that they are not going to enforce the law. They have no intention of collecting anybody's firearms. And perhaps of more immediate interest to politicians, almost all of the rhinos in the state that voted for the state Senate, that voted for the measure, because I was talking to a candidate for state Senate, was telling me that all of these rhinos are being opposed in the primary. So, Democrats, you may have to face some angry voters in November, but Republicans are looking over their shoulder right now.
In addition to Connecticut, of course, we saw New York, Maryland, Colorado, certainly. I think Illinois passed some gun measures. Some of the more liberal states in the wake of Sandy Hook didn't come as a huge surprise given the large Democratic majorities there. Is Connecticut unique in the type of civil disobedience we're seeing, or is this happening or about to happen in these other states as well?
It hasn't gotten much attention, but in Colorado, not only were there two state senators recalled and Republicans elected to take their place, but all but two of the state's county sheriffs have said, we're not enforcing the law. So to the surprise, I think, of a lot of legislators, it turns out that lawmen are not particularly enamored with gun control. After all, they own guns personally. A lot of them enjoy recreational use of guns. And for them to be put in the position of collecting guns for some liberal ideologue in the legislature, they didn't really sign up for that.
And I know you, especially in Connecticut, are encouraging folks not to comply with the law and register these firearms and magazines that are now considered illegal. But it sets up kind of an interesting question, Larry, because on the one hand, you've got a lot of folks who are critical of the president, furious about the fact that he refuses to enforce laws that he doesn't like. Yet, of course, in this situation, you're encouraging folks not to comply with the law. So how do you reconcile the two?
Well, frankly, I don't have a constitutional problem with what the president is doing. And we can deal with him and his party in the means, using the means provided in the forthcoming elections. And if we end up just sending a tsunami wave over his party and making his last 2 years in office totally miserable, that's the way the system permits it to be done. Same thing in Connecticut. If the people are saying, I'm prepared to go to jail, well, you get so many tens of thousands of people saying that, and it becomes rather difficult to imagine how that can happen, especially if there aren't any police around to arrest them in the beginning. So I think it's an American's right to exercise his conscience. He has to be prepared to take the consequences, just like Martin Luther King. He exercised his conscience. Mrs. Parks went and sat down right in the front of the bus. And now she was taken off the bus and escorted away, and I think she was put in jail for a bit. So she was prepared to take the consequences, but she had decided no more. And the people of Connecticut, I think, are in the same frame of mind.
Larry, we'll call time there. Thank you very much, as always, for your time.
Thank you.
Larry Pratt is Executive Director at Gun Owners of America. For more information, gunowners.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.